This is Sydney's Fitzy and Whipper. Nova. Let's start at the very beginning of the week, 6 a.m. Monday morning, where Whipper had this for us.
That's right, guys, and there's no tougher time than right now. It is very early on a Monday morning. 2 minutes past.
Your microphone stuff, mate.
What do you mean? Am I not on?
You sound like a robot at the moment.
Oh, no.
Yep, somehow 6 weeks into isolation, and Whipper had managed to make himself sound like Stephen Hawking.
I can't wait to hear what you have to say, Fitzy. No.
But once we got his microphone fixed, he went on to give us some great parenting advice about how to control your kids in quarantine.
If you're just behaving well, so we go, you know what, Ted? You get a point for that. Well done, buddy. That's great.
And it seems that strategy is working wonders for the Whipfley family.
What about the girls that have...
No,
everything's fine.
They're having a blue in there, aren't they, mate?
They seem to be responding really well to the point system.
Unbelievable. Jack! That'll do, mate.
Sorry, guys.
Just share the rug.
We had great friend of the show, Sam Pang, on this week.
Hello, everyone. Good morning.
Hello, Sammy.
But before we turn the mics on, Fitzy had an idea for him.
If you put an L in your middle name there, you could be like Samuel L. Pang, like Samuel L.
Jackson.
You know I love you, right, but don't do that on air, all right?
Now, Fitzy and Whipper's producer, Tom Ivey, is well known for being a punching bag on the show.
Tom Ivey? They mean Julie Goodwin.
But he doesn't help himself when he gives them material like this.
Has anyone in the team been to Disneyland?
I went there as probably a 25-year-old guy.
Why?
Just a mate and I, we went...
I mean, it's just like a red flag to a bull, Tom.
Was there one ride that you, apart from your mate, that you really enjoyed?
Oh.
A lot of adults go. Losers, but they still go...
I mean, he can't hate it that much. He adds in his own jokes as well.
There's a little island called Discovery Island in the middle of Disneyland.
They just happen to be better than Fitzy and Whippers.
Self-Discovery Island, I think, was my...
Here on the Fitzy and Whipper show.
Have we got a call? We got a call this morning?
And the best caller of this week has to go to this guy.
Ben.
That called in during our haunted appliances segment.
What's your haunted appliance?
Note that we said haunted appliance.
Yeah, my bedside lamp.
Not just broken appliance.
Netflix is off and on.
But who died?
No one.
Is the bowl not in there properly? Is that the problem?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
But who died?
And if you think that's a blunt question...
But who died?
Wait until you hear a couple of Whippers questions this week.
Are you fit at the moment, Janine, or are you blowing out a bit?
What?
Oh, a little bit, yes.
Good. Eleanor, what do you normally wear to bed?
Creepy.
Do I have to answer that?
But there was nothing quite as blunt as Fitzy's song intro to Miley Cyrus's Party in the USA.
It's not really a party in the USA at the moment. Everyone's trying to stay low, but Miley, take it away.
And a big shout-out to all our US listeners online.
Donald Trump.
Now, as the audio guy for the show, I get a lot of last-minute requests from Fitzy and Whipper.
Corona update.
Do we not have any music for that?
But most of them aren't on the air.
We don't even have any money to do a sting for Corona.
Yeah. My Corona. Is that what we're chasing? Or?
So after I heard that, I had a sting ready to go 2 minutes later.
Since we've been chatting, put a sting together.
Well, we just got budget.
My Corona. But apparently it wasn't good enough.
So, you found the budget, but it still feels budget.
That's snitchy. Yeah. You could probably go home today, mate.
Well, because of that, I've just created a brand new segment called Snitch Time. Who mentioned these very fancy flowers on the show on Wednesday?
Dehydrated hydrangeas.
And insisted that he bought them himself.
We've actually paid for them, buddy.
And then immediately messaged me to send him the audio so he could get them for free.
That sounds like weird.
You are correct. Who responded like this? When Leno asked him to record a couple of extra lines for our national show.
Friday.
You.
That would be fit.
That is correct. Look, I do one for Tom as well, but he's kind of taken things to heart this week.
Well, he's creeps.
Come and say it to my face, you piece of...
Okay, moving on. Tones and I joined us for the very first time yesterday.
Hello.
And gave Fitzy and Whipper an amazing opportunity to give us some lyrics for a new song.
I'm trying to write a song right now about going to festivals.
And anyone that knows Fitzy wasn't surprised when he came up with this.
Maybe something like, I want to go back where the beat doesn't stop. I want to be with my friends and off my chops.
Yeah.
But honestly, anything's better than Whipper's suggestion.
I want to get off my chops. Can you help me out and take off my top?
Yeah.
Inappropriate, mate.
Yeah, that's
shit. And before we go, we've got to say a big happy Mother's Day to all the mums out there this weekend. Especially Whipper's mum after they said this about her on Thursday.
I took a panicked phone call from Christine Whitfield last night.
John was at it again.
She didn't have the morning after, Bill.
That is just so inappropriate.
See you next week. This is Sydney's Fitzy and Whipper. Nova.